Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. A lot going on as far as media goes. The Trump trial, one of the big stories out there right now, David.
Yeah, Donald Trump on trial in Manhattan yesterday. David Pecker of the National Enquirer was on the stand. Now, we don't have any audio from it because there are no cameras or recording devices in there. But apparently they were talking about the whole catch and kill thing where Trump was like, hey, buddy, Mr. Pecker, would you please help me handle some potentially damaging stories? Like there was a lie that was told that he, from a doorman, that Trump had impregnated somebody. And, well, that wasn't true. But, you know, the National Enquirer basically paid for these stories and then never ran them. Hmm. And we all knew this.
Yes, we did.
And so the question right now in determining criminality is whether or not this was essentially a campaign finance violation. It gets very deep in the weeds, but this is one of the reasons why a lot of people are doubting why this case was even brought outside of just a political opponent, outside of just trying to take down Donald Trump.
Is it just as simple as you're trying to prove whether or not it's totally for the campaign, or are you trying to avoid embarrassment or
right.
keep your marriage intact or whatever it may be?
Right. That's pretty much it. And Trump's entire argument has been, well, I had a lawyer, Michael Cohen, and I paid him to handle things, which is what
yeah.
you do. And he goes, well, look, if Michael Cohen is the guy behind it, then that's his fault. And actually, Michael Cohen was convicted and did time related to this and other things.
And is a known liar.
Yes.
He's guilty of lying.
So, well, he's a lawyer.
But you also have to remember that Oops. Even if Trump does not get convicted, the real goal is for the left to try to humiliate him. That's what yep. the goal is. They want him to be portrayed as, oh, this dour man who's losing everything because norms, bah! And that's been a common theme of the trial coverage so far. Here's a montage from just the last 24 hours. Listen to how they talk about Trump in the courtroom.
Okay.
It is striking to see the former president, somebody who's tried to sort of embody the kind of luxury brand, sitting in a room that essentially feels like a high-ceilinged DMV office.
No family with him, no, you know, friends. He's just got his legal team.
He kind of shuffled past. He has a sort of perma scowl on his face.
It has been striking that there's no family. He is by himself.
Donald Trump's in that courtroom alone. Jeffrey Dahmer's parents were there every single day.
Okay.
The stuff the hammering guy with the Dahmer tape.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Man.
He's alone.
My goodness. Yes.
Nobody loves him.
Bad person, folks.
Nobody loves him. His supporters are not showing up outside of the courthouse, and it's bothering this lonely old man who's at the end of his life and political career. It's like, well, I know a lot of Trump supporters who may be inclined to show up if this trial were going on in, I don't know, Topeka, Kansas or something, they're not going to show up in the middle of Manhattan, where if you are attacked by somebody and you defend yourself, the DA is going to throw your ass in prison as well. Okay? People have learned the lessons from the Capitol riot and other things. If you're a Trump supporter, lay low when you're in hostile territory like Manhattan.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal that a bunch of people aren't showing up. My goodness. And the way I saw it portrayed on Good Morning America was, so Trump, you know, has this friend, David Pecker. And together, not only do we have catch and kill stories, but we're also basically making up other stories about Ted Cruz and Marco right. Rubio and all of these people. And it was basically Trump using the National Enquirer, you know?
Yeah.
You've been doing it all along. All of you people have.
That's what you're all about.
Exactly.
It's not just the National Enquirer. It's you.
That's your freaking brand.
It's little George right there who's running the shop for your morning show on ABC.
Dang. I mean, come on, man.
But I mean, in the end, isn't this, as far as like an ABC, they're looking at it like, okay, for the people that watch this show, all right, we're going to throw some catnip out there because they all hate Trump and we're going to try to embarrass him as much as possible. And you know what? We're going to pull back the curtain. Here's how bad it was with the National Enquirer. So you have these older boomer ladies that are like, oh my goodness, they actually slanted the coverage in National Enquirer to make Marco Rubio look bad and Donald Trump look good. How dare they, not understanding that they're watching crapaganda every morning.
Yeah, right.
I mean, people know it's fake, but they read it anyway because they like it.
I don't know, man. I don't know if they know it's fake. Are you talking about the National Enquirer?
Well, Enquirer. I mean, most people know, hey, this is garbage, but they read it. I mean,
the weirdest thing about the Enquirer, when you look back, is I remember for the longest time, all of us thought, there's nothing to this, whatever, whatever. And then they broke two or three stories that were true, and it was a real head-scratcher for the entire nation. Like, what? Well,
wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Can we really trust this? Sort of the same thing with TMZ, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, they're first on everything for a while.
Which Patrick was seen with the two-headed alien.
right. Maybe a lady in Cambodia did give birth to a goat baby. I don't know.
We don't know. You know, it is interesting because Chuck Todd, I mean, the greatest hits of Chuck Todd is the National Enquirer. Only he's doing it under the guise of a news bureau.
Yes.
I mean, the same crap. I mean, he's been on there constantly. He was one of the first on the Russian collusion thing.
Yeah.
Beat that to death. COVID, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He wanted us all dead if we didn't get the vaccine. We deserved it. Yeah, this guy, I mean, you know, these people.
All right, we got to move on to other stuff. There's other things going on out there. You know, you got all these protests going on. It's crazy right now. These college protests, it's almost like nothing can be done to stop this. You know what, man? I should play the Good Morning America open on this. We have it. It's just funny to me because it's like this college campus crisis, but how did it start? What is this about?
College campuses in crisis. Police and riot gear clashing with protesters, hundreds arrested, encampments growing as more schools go remote due to safety concerns.
How about anti-Semitic nuts are causing problems all over because they're allowed to?
Yeah, didn't even tell you why they're doing it.
Well, they get into it a little bit later, talking about, well, it's all about, you know, just pro-Palestinian and these poor people, and they're standing up for them. I mean, it's not like on Good Morning America, you're getting all the chants that are happening at these different protests that you're getting other places that we've played here before. I mean, nasty stuff. We're all Hamas, calling Jews pigs.
Well, you know,
talking about death to America,
chanted.
Death to Israel, all of that stuff. And I thought it was interesting. And, you know, we've known this before, but I think Brett Baer brought it up yesterday on Fox that there are groups behind all of the Israel bashing.
Oh, yeah.
All of these protests. And what was it? George Soros gave like $15 million to some of these groups. You're wondering, you know, where all these people come from? Are all those just students from the school? No, you've also got paid protesters there. And a lot of times the students are just useful idiots.
Well, and they're, I mean, they got, somebody messaged us yesterday, right, Scott, about the tents that are out there.
Yeah.
Hell,
yeah,
a lot of them are the same brand. It's North Face, and those things
are
not cheap tents.
$400 tents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's buying those? Where'd they come from?
Baer actually said that. Yeah, the tents all look the same. It's pretty organized, and it's expanding.
Yeah.
You know, so who's behind it all? It's these groups. And they have, you know, a whole lot of money. So we'll be getting you updated on that a little bit later. Who was it that said young people are just ticked because we're screwing them over? Where did this come from?
I thought this was interesting. It was on MSNBC. Scott Galloway, and I don't agree with Scott Galloway on a lot of things, but he is a professor at NYU, wrote a book about wealth in America and how for the first time in our nation's history, as far as we've been keeping track of this, a 30-year-old is less well off than their parents were at that age. And that's leading to all sorts of chaos because now you got 27% of 30 to 34-year-olds who have at least one kid. 20 years ago, that was 60%. That is a massive drop in household building, which also leads to a lack of wealth because you don't have skin in the game if you're childless. It doesn't mean you have to have children, but I mean generally just at the civilizational level, you know, having a family means you're more interested in saving money and you have the means to save more money because maybe you've got a better paying job, you've got more drive to do something, you know, you might have two incomes, etc.
Well, you have to be a responsible person.
Right.
Or a crappy parent.
And this pulls together a lot of themes, including the crazy urge to go out and do these protests like for Gaza. And here's part of his explanation this morning.
Okay.
People are opting out of America. They're not optimistic about it. They're not having kids. Young people aren't having sex. They're not meeting. They're not mating. The pool of emotionally and economically viable men shrinks every day, which lessens household formation. So we have a real issue. Young people are enraged. So it turns every cut, every movement into an opportunistic infection because, quite frankly, they are just pissed off. Mm-hmm. They look up, they see wealth, exceptional wealth across my generation and people in certain industries. And they
just
are
time
really
out for a second right there because I know it's a little bit of a longer clip. You know what, man, and everything he said there talking about young men not finding women, people less active, all those things. You see every study. That's so true.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the rage builds after a while with people. You know, and you kind of told, well, if you do all these things, you'll sort of be happy. And it's pretty much empty. Anyway, go ahead.
And they are really struggling. Their purchasing power is going down. Housing prices have gone from 290 to 420 in the last 4 years. Young people have every reason to be enraged, and every issue they see, they look up, they get angry, and they see someone doing better than them, and then every day it is speedballed in their face that they are failing, that they are not doing as well as everyone around them. We have lost the script. Our kids are more anxious and more depressed and more obese and more addicted, and we have made a purposeful decision to let this happen by ensuring the people around this table stay wealthy at the cost of young people.
Okay, I don't know that I agree with that. Mm-hmm. As far as the, you know, they're ticked off because they see everyone around them that's doing better than them. I mean, from what he's talking about, it's people older than them, yeah. Right?
It didn't sound that way, though.
What do you mean?
It sounded like his peer group was doing better than him.
Yeah, I think that wouldn't make sense for the
no,
tape.
I think that's what he meant. Yeah. Was everywhere else in society you're looking around. But, yeah, I get your point.
But to me, we were all that way when we were first mm-hmm. coming up in your 20s and into sure. your 30s. And you would look at people that had been in different businesses for, you know, 15, 20 years longer.
Yeah.
And you know how it is in any business. And then you get together and you talk about it after work. And you're like, that hack's been doing this job yeah. for 40 years. You'd think he'd be better than he is.
Well, yeah.
Why don't I have that yet? And you're working towards something, yeah. but everything else he talks about, I think, is kind of true.
Well, yeah, and I think it goes to a feeling of general hopelessness, though, is because yes. you've been told, like, and I blame academia for a whole lot of this. You've been told that you're special your whole life. You've been told that, oh, you're going to get your big break, and it's only going to be a matter until you turn 28, and then you'll be raking in the dough, and all you got to do is get this degree or maybe that degree. And then you realize that was a huge lie, and you made a lot of people a lot of money buying into that lie.
That's true.
Yep.
Well, and, dude, money doesn't solve everything either.
True.
People are told that lie all the time. Well, if you just make this amount, then you'd be all right. Some of the most miserable people you know are the richest people you know. It all depends.
I wouldn't mind being miserable and rich.
You said that forever.
I know.
I've seen you miserable and poor.
That's exactly right.
Man, how we all got screwed over by McConnell and Schumer. Next.
Oh, honey, It's our favorite leak filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leak filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you. Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing? That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leak filter's policies. Everyone who calls leak filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leak filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leafilter.com/vancamp to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard. Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leafilter.com/vancamp and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
All right. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Want to have some fun today? We will. This might tick you off, man. Depending on how you look at the big picture, I guess. You know, we got that big spending bill through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So $60 million to Ukraine.
Yep.
Got some money for Israel and aid to Gaza that will get gobbled up by Hamas.
And?
Taiwan.
Yes. And our border protection, too.
No, there's nothing.
What?
Nothing about our border. Nothing. Nothing. You'll get nothing and like it.
Well, there's no problem. It's under control.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's a little of this thing, TikTok, you got 9 months. Well, we could expand it to a year. We'll figure that out. But yeah, all this money for everybody else, but for our border, it's not part of that. Mm. And you read this at Politico, how McConnell and Schumer beat hardline conservatives on Ukraine. That's the title of the piece. Mm-hmm. Because McConnell, Schumer, and Biden have been in lockstep on aiding Ukraine. But some things the Senate minority leader had to shoulder alone. Old Cocaine Mitch, it says, like battling his own party for the better part of a year. And then it goes all the way through how they talked every day, Schumer and McConnell. How could they get this through? And then they formed a relationship with the House Speaker, Mike Johnson. Mm-hmm. And that became fruitful. And all of a sudden, then Mike Johnson started the turn, and Lindsey Graham said that changed everything. And then you realize they are all the same. Mm-hmm. Talk about, feeling hopeless at times. That's right.
Same as the old boss.
Uh-huh. Yep. Our border? Nope.
See, that's the thing, right?
Sorry about your luck, bitches. Not going to get anything for your border. Sorry about your country.
Protection of everyone else's border but our own.
Yep.
I mean, it's really something. It really is. And somehow you hook TikTok into that, too?
Right.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
And by the way, TikTok's not going anywhere anytime soon.
No, I don't.
If ever. So okay.
I don't think so either. No. No, it's sort of the same old thing. And, man, when you start hearing people talk about the deep state, the intelligence agencies, and they get stuff on people.
Yeah.
And they can ruin your life. And, of course, it was Chuck Schumer that had said about Donald Trump at the time in early 2017. They got six ways to Sunday getting back at you.
Yep.
Better be careful. And he was right. He knew. But to hear people talk about it, people in Congress are terrified.
You've heard this before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, you don't want to step too far out of line, mm-hmm. because if you make waves, then somebody's going to either concoct a story about you or find out something bad you did when you were 16.
Yes, because as it's told, they'll find something on you. And if there's not, they'll make something up.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do it.
And they'll tie you up in court.
Sixth grade teacher.
It's just crazy, mm-hmm. man. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. All right, biggest story today, David?
Biggest story of the day, Trump back in Manhattan for his trial. Media is loving it. They're portraying him as this frail old man who's just lonely. His family has abandoned him in the courtroom. We got that. Also, Donald Trump is right before his contempt of court hearing yesterday. He did this interview and just completely trashed Michael Cohen. It was hilarious.
Oh, awesome. Definitely want to hear that.
I haven't heard this.
Yeah, I want to hear that. Oh, I have a piece of audio, too. If you're talking about entrenched programs in the United States, Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson got into that a little bit. Not sure I got all the swear words out, but I think I'm close.
Oh, boy.
But we'll get to that as well, coming up right here. Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. The millennial is David Van Camp. And, of course, the sexy boomer, Scott Robbins.
How many times do you have to prove we can't be trusted?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What did he just say?
That was Joe Biden yesterday.
We can't be trusted?
Yeah.
How
many times does Donald Trump have to prove we can't be trusted, says Joe Biden.
Wow, that's a good one.
So hilarious.
He accidentally
told
the truth.
How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Yeah, well, that's an uneasy laughter there, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oops.
Like, what's he talking about?
Mm.
Okay. Speaking of the Trumpster, he was talking about Michael Cohen.
Yeah, so before his court hearing yesterday, the contempt of court hearing over whether or not he violated the gag order against him, Donald Trump did an interview on the ABC affiliate in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
and he went ahead and talked about the idea of his old lawyer, Michael Cohen, testifying against him in the so-called hush money case.
Oh, that's great.
Well, Michael Cohen is a convicted liar, and he's got no credibility whatsoever. He was a lawyer, and you rely on your lawyers. But Michael Cohen was a convicted liar. He was a lawyer for many people, not just me. And he got in trouble because of things outside of what he did for me. Largely, it was essentially all because what he did in terms of campaign, I don't think there was anything wrong with that, with the charges that they made. But what he did is he did some pretty bad things, I guess, with banking or whatever. But that was a personal thing to him.
Well, it's amazing Cohen goes on all these shows.
Yeah, it is.
Well, they love him. He says the right things. They love him.
I know, but you're telling me there shouldn't be a gag order there?
Nah.
I've heard different... Listen, man, when you're getting into different, you know, rules as far as law goes and what's appropriate and what's not, I've heard like three or four different people say, listen, the gag order should be on all these people. Not just Trump, or you let them all talk.
Yeah,
it's
right.
One or the other. It just seems kind of crazy to me, but I don't think you're going to hear that at Legacy Media, sort of take. I mentioned, you know, as far as deep state type of stuff and surveillance, and maybe you read within the last couple of weeks, you know, another threat that basically anything on your phone, on your smartphone, it can be tapped into.
Yeah.
Pretty much at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And that freaks people out, you know, and justifiably so.
Well, sure.
Like, okay, you have some idea that you're being watched and all these things, and you know, there's algorithms listening to different conversations. It kind of freaks you out. And Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson, you know, were talking about one bunch of different things for 3 hours. And when they got on the new surveillance stuff and Rogan was talking about it, Tucker had a take and expanded. It's less than a minute, but I thought you would want to hear this.
The human beings requesting data from other human beings without going through a court, without going to a judge and getting a warrant, without stating a case, without having like some clear national security mandate, something.
Of course not.
Yeah. And there's no justification. I mean, by the way, we had FISA. We've had the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, since, I think, 1977. So it predates 9/11. Did it stop 9/11? Oh, I don't think it did. Shut the f*** up. You're not protecting us, actually. You open the southern border to anyone who wants to come. You're not checking IDs. You're not doing any kind of biometrics. You're not even screening for COVID. So clearly you don't care about my safety. Stop telling me you do. You don't. You're a criminal. Stop this charade. You don't care about my safety. So using my safety as a pretext for spying me is not going to fly because I'm not that stupid. I may be kind of stupid. I'm not that stupid.
Yeah. And it's so true when you're talking about the southern border. They won't close it. Mm-hmm. And again, a multi-billion dollar bill that helps Ukraine, Israel / Gaza, and Taiwan. Nothing about our border. What is that?
I don't know, but was there even any discussion about attaching anything with the border to this bill?
Well, sure.
But then what happened?
I mean, you have different Republicans saying we have to do
this. Why was it tabled? Why didn't they push harder? I don't understand.
No, well, what happened was Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma walked into the most obvious trap in the history of politics by negotiating the bipartisan border security bill, which failed, and so that gave Democrats leverage to say, hey, we got this bill over here. You should vote on that instead of trying to include additional funding for the border in this particular defense spending bill.
But it's not just one guy on the Republican side that failed.
Oh, no.
There's many.
It's all of them, yeah. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, James Lankford just became the unfortunate face of all of it.
Yeah. Is you're dumbfounded.
Should have said they're smuggling TikTok apps in.
There you go.
That'll close it down.
I can tell you this, man, and we could probably get to it later, but to cut to the chase, at the very end of this conversation, and I think it's when Rogan said this is probably the best place to cut this off, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was Tucker saying, until we have a leader that's really willing to die for the country and die for the people that he or she is leading, and really wants to dismantle the FBI, the CIA, this is never going to change. Because it's bureaucracy that's really running everything. It's not the people, as you would be led to believe. I mean, you may not agree with that, but man, what a fascinating conversation. All right, it's that time of the show. Go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, today, what's your story?
Maybe I'll know about this, and I can't in good conscience say that it's a news story. It's not a news story. It's just an interesting thing I learned today.
Okay.
Okay. About how stone cold Steven Spielberg, Hollywood director, really is.
It's a story to us.
Now, this is about the movie E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Oh.
Yes. The movie had two little people wearing the alien suit. You may be aware of this. But they had a problem. They needed someone who could more convincingly fall down because the suit weighed more than 40 pounds. And when, you know, and the little people could fit into it, but they couldn't really, you know, there's the scene where E.T. acts drunk. They couldn't really flop down in the suit. So they scouted UCLA Medical Center and found an 11-year-old boy named Matthew DeMeritt. They contacted his doctors. Doctors put them in touch with the parents, and they wound up hiring him because he had been born with no legs. So they helped him learn how to walk on his hands and had him stumble around the set for scenes like the one where the alien gets drunk. That's a little boy who was born with no legs in that suit as he's falling over. So basically, Steven Spielberg said, guys, these midgets aren't cutting it. Find me a child with no legs. And they did it.
Good golly.
I would never in a million years ever even think to say that.
Think it.
Did he actually say that's what his request was? Well, that someone else come up with the idea?
No,
do we know that?
Look, I think they were looking for somebody with no legs who could fit inside the suit and flop around for them.
Golly.
Man.
daddy.
You know, I don't know what to say, and I feel like I'm just going to say the wrong thing.
Now look,
is it possible someone said, I want to do it?
Well, the kid didn't even know. Okay. Matthew DeMarit didn't even know he was being scouted for a Hollywood production. And he went on to do a couple, I think he did one or two other like direct-to-video releases, but otherwise has kept a pretty low profile. But he did a reunion thing a couple years ago, and he's wheeling himself out there on a skateboard. He rides a longboard.
Wow.
And that's what he was doing at the time, apparently. But being in that film, and this is sort of the silver lining, being in that film helped him learn how to walk using his hands.
Okay. See, that's a positive end of that story, as Robbins rolls his eyes.
Thank goodness we got something.
All right, what do you got for the story today,
Bring
Scott?
Bring me a child with no legs.
Japers.
Story I have is you wake up one day, you start a business here in California. Financial risk, family risk, legal risk, human resource risk, and it's successful. And you're making a pile of money, and good for you. You're employing a bunch of people as well. You decide, you know what? This state sucks. This taxation here is ridiculous. I need to get out of here. Well, that's happened to a lot of companies who have left California for greener pastures. Usually it's Florida, it's Texas, sometimes Arizona. So the guys in California have decided, hey, I'll know what we're going to do. We're going to put an exit tax out there. A one-time tax that must be paid by businesses and individuals who relocate outside the state. The tax is based on the value of the business or individual assets, including property, stocks, and other investments. Not real estate, though, apparently. I guess it's just the property it's on. The exit tax is 0.4% of an individual's net worth over $30 million. In a tax year, no matter when it's where you're located, by the way, California has 10 years to continue to collect this tax after you leave.
Yep.
You can check out anytime you like.
You can never leave. You can't get away from it.
Nope.
You know, they
exit tax.
They've codified this, but other states have been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not the only one here because I've learned.
Yeah.
I told this story a while ago, and I've heard multiple stories of the same thing where the state of Illinois, I have not lived in Illinois for years and years and years. They are now sending me bills for taxes that they say I owned, state taxes that they say I owed from more than 10 years ago. And you can't convince me that that's not their sort of backdoor exit tax, because a whole lot of other people who have recently left the state of Illinois are suddenly getting these bills as well. Like, oh, by the way, you actually owed $200, $300, $400 or whatever to the state of Illinois. I'm like, no, you targeted me because I left, and you're like, hey, we can squeeze this lemon. I'm sure he's like, good riddance, Illinois. Never want to see you again.
And I'm pretty sure we've already talked about this, but it wasn't just you that I know that this happened to.
Mm-hmm.
My son-in-law.
Yeah.
From Illinois?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And holy smokes.
Yes. And the thing is, if you have the patience and the time, or, you know, the utter hatred of a state government to spur you on, most of the time you wind up not even owing anything. But they're counting on somebody going, whatever, I'm just glad to be gone.
I'm almost sure that's it.
And so I'll write the check.
Yeah,
son-in-law happens to be a financial advisor.
Yeah.
Like, nope, I'm not playing this game. You want to play this game? No. No, he didn't know anything.
Dang. Okay,
yeah.
I'm in a state. I'm miserable. I'm being taxed to death. I want to take my ball and go home, and I can't.
You can, but it's going to cost you. Yep.
Golly.
Just like the mechanic in Vacation. How much you got?
Right.
How bad you want to be out of here?
Yes.
For my story today... Maybe you heard Caitlin Clark. She's not getting a lot of money as far as a rookie, but man, this Nike deal is what, $28 million?
Yeah, it's lots. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
You know what that is? That's white privilege.
White privilege?
Yeah, according to some commentators.
Come on, man.
Yes. Jemele Hill, one of your favorites. This is one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up. There you go, Scott.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
She said that.
Well, I'll go through what a couple people have said. A USA Today headline said, no black WNBA players have a signature shoe. Here's why that's a gigantic problem.
No, it's not a problem.
Like, why doesn't Las Vegas Aces star Asia Wilson have her own signature shoe? You know, her resume is extensive. She's a two-time WNBA champ, two-time league MVP, five-time All-Star, Olympic gold medalist.
Nobody's asking for an Air Asia. Okay? No one.
Well, and I mean, and Jemele Hill, the same sort of thing, white privilege. We've seen white privilege before. This is just another example of that. Bobby Brierak wrote a piece, said, you know, here's something that might blow your argument here. Nikola Jokic of the NBA.
Pretty good player.
Yes, he's, you know, a lot of people would say, if not the best, one of the best in the NBA for the past four seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Probably going to be the MVP this year. That'd be three.
He's a white guy.
NBA Finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He's rewriting regular season and playoff record books. He is white. And if there is such a thing as a cool white guy, it probably wouldn't be Jokic.
No. No.
No, but he leans into it. He's a funny guy. He's a great basketball player. But, yeah, there was no one looking to sign a signature shoe with Jokic.
Does
think
Doncic
he had to settle
one?
For a deal with the Chinese shoe company 361 Degrees. I had not heard of that
I
until
don't know
I read
what that
this
is.
Piece.
No. Yeah.
But, yeah, there are a lot of people jealous of Caitlin Clark's success and the Nike deal.
She's the leading scorer of all time, man.
She brings eyeballs to the game.
Sells out arenas.
That's what
nuts?
It is.
They're moving some of her first appearances to larger arenas because of
yes.
the ticket demand. I mean,
yes.
That's just the reality. It has nothing to do with skin color.
Right. But, I mean, if you're a race hustler,
yeah.
you can't ever yeah. you can't ever give up that game. So you're going to try to find it wherever you can. Just part of it.
Unreal.
All right, much more to get to. Biden's promise of student loan forgiveness, a gift to scammers. Straight ahead.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/vancamp to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/vancamp and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Playoff basketball is here. Playoff hockey is here. Baseball is here. It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, get in on the action. Win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level. During the postseason, Prize Picks has something for every sports fan. Basketball, hockey, baseball, League of Legends, everything in between.
Yeah, Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball, example here. If you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
And keep you from saying, you're faking it! Get back out on the court!
Right.
Exactly. It's really simple to play. David always talks about making his picks in less than 60 seconds. Really, under 60?
Yeah, well, you know, you just have to, you know, decide more or less on stat projections. It takes a few minutes anyway, but you can do it quick if you just want to wing it. Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits. Get started. Download the app today. Use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
Yeah, pick more, pick less. It is that easy.
All right. Headline. Columbia protesters clarify they only want death to America after America is done paying their student loans. Babylon Bee strikes again.
That's a good one.
But this is a gift to scammers? Biden's promise of student loan forgiveness?
Yeah, it is. The Federal Trade Commission is now warning people that because there's been so much talk and it's so convoluted, nobody really knows how all these processes are working. Mm-hmm. Scammers are taking advantage of this and sending people mail, actually, and saying, hey, look, all you got to do is give us your banking information and your loans are paid.
Unbelievable.
$1.7 billion off the sidelines.
Right, of course. Trust them. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep. Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. We have fresh audio from the president today?
Yeah, he's talking to a labor union and talking about the investments that his administration has made into green technology. And something malfunctioned.
Oh, okay.
Most significant investments in climate ever. The work that you risked your lives doing lots of it.
What? Risk your lives doing lots of what?
The work that you... risk your lives doing lots of it. It's
okay. We're gonna have to go to the replay.
Well, yeah, I want to hear it again.
Gotta have an instant replay on that one.
I missed something critical there because I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're calling for another ruling on this. Yeah.
Most significant investments in climate ever. The work that you risked your lives doing lots of it.
Okay.
What work would he be referring to?
I guess you're talking about like installing like transmission lines or something like that. Certainly dangerous work.
Yeah.
But every time this guy speaks, it's like somebody broke open a pinata that'd been filled with Scrabble tiles or something. And you're just like, what? The words aren't in the right order.
No. Or it's new words. It's like infrastructure or something like that.
When I signed the bipartisan infrastructure again, which.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's dangerous work too, infrastructure.
That's true, yeah. It's like interfalaction, crab fishing. That's one and two dangerous lines of work.
There's still one word that I cannot tell you what it is. I've tried and tried.
Okay.
How do you, I go down the list, I'm not going to take your time, but you know.
I think you dissected it once, David. I can't remember.
I can go down the list, but I'm not going to waste your time.
No. That was it?
Yeah.
Again.
How do you? I go down the list. I'm not going to take your time, but you know.
Yeah. Once that's planted in my brain, I can almost hear it.
Yeah.
It's almost like a song lyric you could never figure out.
Right.
Right.
And that particular band didn't put lyrics on the album sleeve. If you want to go old school,
and you were probably saying it wrong for years.
Years, right. and then all of a sudden, you saw the lyric sheet, and you're like,
"How do you? I go down the list. I'm not going to take your time, but you know."
See, I just lost it again. What David said.
Gone.
25 seconds ago is gone, and all I hear is
"I'm talking to me too."
You're hearing Jimi Hendrix say, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy." Yeah.
I could never understand that. Why is Jimmy kissing a guy? I don't know. Well, okay.
Yeah, there's a bathroom on the right.
Yeah.
No, it's Bad Moon on the right. Okay, we got to move on. There's a lot of news going on.
Holy cow!
Choose my words. There's been a response.
Okay. Seriously, we could do this all day. We got to move on.
Maybe precise.
Latest from Columbia. Going to go hybrid classes until the end of the year.
Yeah.
Jeez. Man. What happened to the deadline? I thought there was a red line drawn.
What happened?
You gotta have,
why are they negotiating?
I don't know.
Why are you negotiating?
Negotiating with who?
Get out of here. Or we're going to drag you out.
Yes.
What do you not understand? I don't get it. You can't set up your tents from Dick's Sporting Goods here, okay?
No. Yeah. Police, there was an attempt to set up this kind of occupation at the University of Minnesota. Police broke it up. They arrested all the students, and they've been charged with trespassing. They've been banned from campus for a year. It can be done.
Exactly. That's the state of Ilhan Omar, for crying out loud. They're like, we don't care. Beat it. Or we beat you. Off the street. Go.
Get out.
It's crazy to me. But you have some students that are ticked off.
Good.
Like, well, hold on a second. This isn't what we're paying for. This isn't COVID crap anymore. We're supposed to be in class.
Yeah, they should be mad. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a whole piece of
Daily
Wire.
You got to go remote because some anti-Semitic knuckleheads, pro-Hamas knuckleheads, are keeping me from going to class. I'm paying $67,000 a year for this. Are you nuts?
Oh, it's crazy. Morningside, main campus, all courses hybrid. Classroom technology permitting until the end of each school's spring 24 semester.
Golly.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
I'll tell you this, man. If they're not working on a marketing scheme right now.
Yeah, maybe precise.
Stop it.
Like the University of Phoenix or any of those other like online programs, they need to be jumping on this now. Hey, your stupid Ivy League school and your stupid elite university, by the way, they're going remote and you're paying way more than what you would pay here. And you don't have to worry about, you know, housing and food costs that are overinflated because where else are you going to live and eat?
Have you also noticed the states that are where the disruptions are taking place are not Florida?
No.
Not Texas?
No.
As a matter of fact, I saw Florida State had the arena set up for Passover. There was no protesters.
You don't have to put up with it. It's crazy.
Because they're not going to put up with it.
You know, they did, again, as far as legacy media, I saw it on Good Morning America. I think we watched it together, Scott.
Yeah.
You were like, unbelievable!
I know.
Because they won't show you any of the real protesting going on.
No.
I mean, just a few pictures, this sort of thing, but not the terrible chants.
No.
You know, I mean, and ABC, they're never going to have the anti-Israel protesters, the ones that chanted KKK at the cops in New York City. That was crazy. I mean, that was... You got to be kidding me. There are black cops there.
NYPD KKK!
NYPD KKK!
IOF, they're all the same!
IOF, they're all the same!
Yeah. Same as Israel. It's all the same.
Ah, I got it.
Okay. Just absolute insanity.
It's boring at this point. Just stop it. Just get them off.
Man, Babylon B is having fun with this. Mentioned that one headline earlier. There's a few more. Columbia University students reject the two-campus solution.
See, that's good.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Columbia admins promise to carefully investigate whether "Let's kill every Jew we see on campus" chant violates school conduct policy.
Right.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, calling for the eradication of Jews is not hate speech.
It's crazy.
I mean, I don't understand. I can't figure that one out either.
Yeah. Columbia switches to online classes so Jewish students can participate from the attics where they're hiding.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sad that this is actually going on.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the Trumpster. He was talking about Biden.
Yeah. He did an interview on the ABC affiliate in Philadelphia to talk about the campaign, and he did one heck of a riff on Joe Biden, and here's one of the highlights from it.
Okay. Here we go.
He's the worst president in our history. I don't want to say that. I wish you were a great president. I wouldn't even be doing this if that were the case. But he's the worst president in our history. He makes Jimmy Carter look like a genius. You know, Jimmy Carter is extremely happy right now because He looks brilliant by comparison. He's an open borders maniac, and he doesn't want to close the border, and nobody understands why. And the only reason you can really think of is they must hate our country.
You know, if the country's going to hell in a handbasket, and this open borders thing is nuts, but at least we got a little comedic relief there.
He's an open borders maniac.
He looks brilliant by comparison. He's an open borders maniac.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
It's true.
That's funny.
It's true. The gaslighting for years. We're doing everything we can.
The border is closed.
It's been a broken immigration system for years. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, green energy and green update. Plant-based meat, that's the future. That's what we've been told, David.
Well, yeah, they keep trying it. And, you know, the Beyond Meat, they've fallen on hard times. Because I think, I'm like a lot of people, I was one of them. I'm interested in how does this taste. Does it really taste kind of like a cheeseburger? You try it a couple of times, and you're like, no. It doesn't taste like a cheeseburger. It's not terrible. But a lot of people, because it's been marketed as a healthier alternative to beef, a lot of people have been eating this as a way of losing weight or getting healthier, and more research keeps coming out. There's a new study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that shows that actually it's not, there is not really a clear health advantage. The calories are about the same. And
we were lied to?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, by the communists who want everybody to eat bugs and fake meat.
Yep.
And also the salt content is the big thing. I mean, the sodium is crazy in the fake burgers and the fake sausage and all that, because one, to preserve it, and then two, to make it edible. You know, they just have to salt the heck out of these things.
Yeah. It's like so many foods. I know I've referenced this book before. What was it? Sugar, salt, fat?
Right.
Like 10 years ago. And I mean, all the food companies know you got to add one of those things to make something taste decent. Unless it's not just naturally good.
Yeah.
And they'll mask it with whatever it takes to say, okay, people are going to like this. And still, you tried it. You said it wasn't good.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right. I mean, you put enough, you know, you slather enough sauce on it. It's fine, I guess.
All right. Well, how would you compare it to like a turkey burger?
See, that's a commie burger too. But I'll take if I don't have to make it, I'll take the turkey burger. I don't like the ground turkey because it's all mushy and weird. It doesn't really gel right.
I don't mind it too bad. It's not my preference, but if it's around, I'd eat.
Yeah, I think I'd probably rather have the turkey burger. Because check this out though. In this, they said in the study, the people who were eating the plant-based meat alternatives saw a 42.5% surge in sodium intake.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, that's not good for the old blood pressure.
And you have that concern now.
Well, I do. I do have that concern. It's hereditary, too, in my family. And, you know, just got to keep an eye on it because sometimes it gets a little out of control. You got to dial that back.
Yeah.
But I think David's got a new brand, Commie Burgers.
Commie Burgers, yeah. It's made with crickets, ground turkey, whatever soy-based product, and sadness.
Well, a turkey burger can be a commie burger, right?
He called it that. He said, well, it's a commie.
Because it comes from an animal. Yeah. The commies, they got to make it out of something.
Yeah, but the turkey is an inferior meat source. Dare I said it. Okay?
Have you ever had an ostrich burger?
I have had an ostrich burger.
Did you like it better than it is good.
Yeah, because listen, the ostrich is not a bull crap animal, okay? It's a real animal. A turkey, come on.
Okay.
I just think, hey, comrades, it's me, David Van Camp. Commie burger.
You will get one commie burger a year.
and
you'll like it. Compared to the slop you eat the other 364 days out of the year, it's going to be delicious.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We've got to get to our no BS election update. Oh, some latest news on the swing state straight ahead.
Pete. pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's no secret, when you spend less money on running your business, you get to keep more money. It's simple math.
And that can be a tall order right now because everything is so expensive. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
Reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so you do the math, see how you'll profit with NetSuite.
By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/MVR.
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 Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It's time for our update.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm about to do an research.
Yep. And you have an update, David?
Yeah, Joe Biden hitting the campaign trail, tried to get a chant going, didn't realize he wasn't supposed to be the one to get the chant going, and this is in front of a labor union today.
Okay.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
No.
He said pause.
No.
Yeah.
No,
he said.
Oh my God!
I don't think he was the one who was supposed to chant four more
that.
Years.
No, they were, and then he paused. Yes,
four more years. Pause.
What is so dang funny to me is that every time we play a clip of Biden, where you can't understand what the heck he's saying. Scott, you say four more years.
I do. Yeah.
And he butchered that today.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Pause. Well, he just gets completely lost in the sentence. Four more years.
I'll tell you what, if you're around him every day, you'll know. Sharp as a tack.
Michael Douglas just said it.
I know.
Can you play that again? Because I think I heard something in the background that I didn't catch the first time.
All right.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
Yeah.
Four more years.
You can hear a guy try to start the chant.
Yes.
And
that's when Joe says, pause.
Joe says, four more years. And the guy's like, pause. Everybody starts chanting.
Who's singing this song? I thought I was on the vocal, says the guy in the crowd. No.
Dang.
Joe got confused.
Okay. I look forward to seeing that tonight on the nightly news.
Oh, yeah.
They'll never show it.
Of course they won't.
They will never show it.
Four more years. Pause.
That's the best.
It's incredible.
Yeah, latest polling. Trump is winning all the swing states except one, Pennsylvania.
0.5 behind.
Fetterman gets out there and starts yapping. It'll get better.
You know what happens? I'll see latest polling, and I'll be interested. I want to see it. And then I remind myself, how many times are you going to fall for this polling stuff?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's true.
How many times after an election? We follow these polls. We've finally learned our lesson. We're not following these polls.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is Lucy pulling the football out.
It is.
Yeah.
We're going to try to kick it again.
Yeah.
But really, that's the only gauge you have.
Yeah. I'd rather be Trump than Biden right now. Yeah.
Yes.
How do you...
and you're talking about, you know, what's important to voters. You know, the economy, of course. Illegal immigration. I mean, if you want a terrible economy and open borders, Biden's your guy.
Yeah.
You know, then you'd definitely be saying, pause, four more years.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
Yeah.
He said it again, didn't he?
Yeah.
Said it twice. Pause.
Pause.
Yes.
It's a stutter, by the way.
That's yeah. Right. Of course it is. Do you like high crime?
Pause. Four more years. Four more years.
Yes.
They.
Do you want the alphabet mafia in your kid's school?
Pause. Four more years. Four more years.
Yes. Then that's your guy right there. No need to pause.
And you got
to
do the manufactured enthusiasm.
Of course. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Pause.
Pause.
Biggest story of the day, David.
Biggest story of the day is apparently a stutter can affect your ability to read. I didn't know that.
He read it right, but there was a pause there. Yeah.
Ron Burgundy apparently had a stutter all this time, and we didn't know. Golly,
they can't put him out there. They can't continue to put him out there, can they? This is every day we're playing these clips.
Okay.
Every day.
What they're hoping is that independents and people on the left only watch Good Morning America and the Today Show and CNN and MSNBC and hope that whoever they follow on social media doesn't have, you know. News update, more straight ahead. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp. I'm Robin. That's today. President out on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
Got lost. The chant was supposed to happen with the union people. Four more years. They were supposed to start it.
Well, yeah.
And then
yeah.
He was going to pause. That's in the script.
Yeah.
Yes. Things don't happen organically. But he forgot that part of the script, so he just read it.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
If that's somebody's grandpa, you feel terrible for him.
Yeah.
You really feel bad. This isn't a good person.
Well, I'm also not happy with the family for putting him in that position. If it's my grandpa.
They're
like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. He's had a heck of a week. I mean, off the top of my head, like in the last week, mixes up a mayor again.
Excuse me. I was going to talk about the old mayor.
Right. Yeah. Scranton. You know, he's just Scranton Joe. Hard working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blue collar. Lunch pail.
Relates to the working person.
Yes, he does.
He just forgot where he was from, maybe.
North Washington Avenue in Scranton.
Yeah. Then somebody say, you're making fun of somebody with a stump.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah.
Through his entire life of politics, no sign at all. Honestly, does this happen?
No.
That if you have a stutter early in life and you get past it, that then it comes back when you're like 75 or 80?
I mean, potentially, but a stutter doesn't make you suggest that your uncle was eaten by cannibals on New Guinea.
Well, he is a pathological liar.
Which he did twice last week.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He did.
Yep. He told the Charlottesville story again.
Oh.
He just keeps going back to that. I mean, time and time again. It's
there are a lot of Democrats. There are people on news.
Debunked 1.5 million times, but he just keeps doing it.
From legacy media that do that. Okay, I know we got to move on.
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg.
Oh, yeah, and then there's Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, warned in an interview that the United States is facing an unprecedented threat environment across the board. There's another interview. This was on NBC. It also urged Americans who use TikTok to quit using the app. Made remarks about the anti-Semitic protests that are going on college campuses. Ray told NBC News' Lester Holt, "As I look back over my career in law enforcement, I'm hard-pressed to come up with a time where I've seen so many different threats all elevated at the same time, whether it's threats from China, Russia, Iran, the terrorism threats, both foreign terrorist threats and domestic terrorist threats." Is that the FBI director's way of still saying, you know, the biggest threat we face is white supremacy? Is that what that's all about?
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that even before October 7th, if you and I were having this conversation then, we would have said that the terrorism threat is already elevated. But post-October 7th, it's gone to a whole other level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would be a great idea? Keep letting thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions through the southern border that we have no idea who they are.
Yeah, it sounds like a recipe for success. Yeah.
Why don't we pass a multi-billion-dollar bill that helps out Ukraine, Israel/Gaza, Taiwan, talks about TikTok, but nothing about our border?
Nope.
Because that just happened. It's unbelievable. Okay.
I don't get it, man. Right, it's by design, I get it. I mean, I understand that. It's all by design. I mean, this is no accident that they're not doing anything about it. This is, I mean, they want this to happen.
Yeah, some people
There's
are
no
getting...
other explanation that makes sense. There isn't one.
Some people are benefiting. Power, money,
and you're
and
trying
they don't
to make
care.
That voting block yours forever.
That's also part of it, yeah.
You know, I mean, because there is no reasonable explanation for
there
it.
Isn't.
There isn't one.
No. I mean, no, it's by design.
Jeez.
Okay. Who was it that said an attack against DEI is an attack on democracy?
Well, that would be Stacey Abrams, Democrat election denier and conspiracy theorist. She says that the effort to remove socialist and racist DEI policies from government institutions and universities, that's an attack that will destroy America. This thing that we invented like 5 minutes ago, if you take it away, it is a threat to America.
No, it's threats to people like you. Stacey.
What we know is that the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is an attack on democracy. It's an attack on education. It's an attack on how our economy works.
Okay, hold on a second before I hear the rest of the clip.
Mm-hmm.
Because they usually say something like, what we know is.
Yeah.
And then they start going through. But they won't explain how that is.
Yeah.
Because it's a load of BS.
You can't.
Exactly.
No.
Here we go.
Because what Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff, what Senator Ossoff and Senator Warnock represent are pathways to the American dream. They are proof points. And those proof points scare those who want this world to be more narrow and more restrictive.
What?
Yes. Like who?
I have a dream that someday every man who's run over his wife's foot during a domestic abuse situation will be a United States senator.
Are you going after the good reverend there?
I am,
David,
yes, Raphael
that commentary?
Warnock. He hits women.
Okay, who is the other guy? It's that Ossoff guy?
Ossoff, yeah.
And how did he benefit from DEI?
That I don't... Well, he... Remember when he first sort of came on the scene and tried to get a national audience, and he was totally trying to channel Barack Obama?
Yes.
It was the vocal
equivalent. Remember that.
Equivalent of blackface. I mean, it was remarkable watching that. Maybe that's a DEI thing. I'm not sure.
But he doesn't check a DEI box.
Well, no, he doesn't.
Well, he didn't get there through DEI. So what is she saying? I don't understand.
Well,
I misunderstand what she's saying?
He used to have dual citizenship with Australia because his mom was born and raised in Australia. So maybe that's like... Australian.
I want to make sure I'm thinking about the right guy. He's a white dude.
Yes, he's a white guy, yes.
Yeah, he's a white guy.
If you're a white guy, you're already the enemy of DEI unless you, quote, do the work.
Maybe he's done the work.
Or he's continuing to, because the work's never over.
That's true. Yeah.
There's no end. Right. By the way, who keeps
made
asking,
no sense.
Who keeps asking her to show up to pontificate about anything?
That had to be some...
A failed political candidate.
Yeah.
Failed.
Yeah, that was MSNBC. But,
well,
but
of course.
See, it wasn't failure. She had the election stolen from her.
Well, yeah. We all know that. She said so.
That's what she said. And again, if you say that about Shiela Green over there, then yes, that's what... then you're a patriot. If you say that there were shenanigans in the 2020 election... You're an insurrectionist.
Okay. Man, I saw something earlier today, and I can't find it right now. It was someone in film going off on DEI, talking about it's the biggest bunch of crap that he's ever seen. I'll have to try to find that later. Was the guy, shoot, man, I wish I could find this right now. It just reminded me of that. I think we're at least approaching the point where people are seeing through the DEI nonsense.
Oh, that was David Mamet, right?
Yes, yeah. That's it. Did you see that piece?
I saw a blurb about it. Yeah, he says, yeah, it's garbage. It's fascist totalitarianism is what he said.
Yes. Do you have any of the other quotes? Because you'll have to edit yourself.
Yeah, what he said.
He swears.
He says, DEI is garbage. It's fascist totalitarianism. Let's see. He was talking about his memoir, Everywhere and Oink Oink, during USC's or in USC's Newman Recital Hall. What else did he say?
But he's one of the Hollywood elite. Has been.
Oh, yeah. The idea that, quote, I can't give you a stupid bleeping statue unless you have 7% of this, 8% of that. It's intrusive. And he's right. I told the story an hour ago about the kid that was in the E.T. costume.
Right.
They had two little people who were going to be in the E.T. costume, and Steven Spielberg needed the E.T. character, the alien, to be able to fall over. The little people couldn't do it. So he went out, and he found an 11-year-old kid who didn't have legs and said, here, kid, put on this 40-pound costume, and you flop around the set for a while.
Wow.
You think he cared what color the kid's skin was? No.
Nope.
He needed a kid with no legs so he could flop around the set.
Wow. Okay. Let's switch gears. You know, even if you are one that's out there praising DEI, all of that, at some point in time, if you don't line up with the mob, the woke mob all the time, they're going to come for you.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter if it's 98% of the time. Doesn't matter.
They're coming for Eric Adams, mayor of New York City.
How about that? Huh?
Even on a plane.
Yeah.
This woman starts going after Eric Adams. Is there cussing in this? I don't think there is.
Oh, come on.
I don't think there is, actually.
I think there might be.
Think you got to risk it for the biscuit?
No, you don't.
How do I say this? Someone's listening right now going, Markley, do it, do it, do it. How can I let them down right now?
David,
here we go.
Hey, Eric Adams. Yeah. You!
I see,
you support the Jets in Palestine. There are homeless people all over New York. Man, you're always partying. You don't actually care about the citizens of New York. Why?
You're always partying. And it is something because he's on a plane to go somewhere. Yeah. I think it was Miami, maybe? I can't remember. Anyway.
Why are you even in Miami?
Yeah.
You know there are people being arrested there. People are homeless in New York. People cannot afford food. You keep cutting the education budget so that you can fund the police. That's all you care about, funding the police. Everything is underfunded because of you.
That was like woke Scrabble.
That really was, yeah.
Like, it's all disjointed, but everything she can think of that she doesn't like, it's his fault. You want to give money to the police.
You got to deal with this crap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm no Eric Adams fan, but geez, man.
Oh, I know.
And if I'm sitting there on that plane with that knucklehead.
He had security taking care of that.
Just get her off. Seriously.
Now, this would be a nice transition into this I saw today. It's the top 10 everyday irritations from the mirror that people experience. See if you can relate. Okay. Go through this rather quickly. When someone doesn't clean up after their dog.
Yeah, that bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
I don't have a dog, though.
No, but you...
But you let your mom's dog take a dump all over a parking lot.
Dude.
And you didn't clean it up.
I just remember that.
Yeah, I didn't. Guilty.
Okay.
The dog was like, they're like little pellets. Yeah.
That's what they all say.
No, it
was. So you get on your shoe, it still smells when you get in your car.
Small dog.
Potholes. Yeah. Pick up people.
God, I hate those.
Being stuck on hold.
Oh, call the government sometime for something. Man, pack a lunch. Make dinner while you're on the phone.
Yeah, there's a lot of places.
Crazy.
People who don't use turn signals.
Yeah.
Bad parkers who take up more than one space.
That yeah. Annoying.
You can't remember a password.
Oh, jeez. It's one of my pet peeves of all time. I have like a million of them written down. I'm trying them all, and none of them are working.
There's a way to keep that organized.
I try to, but it seems like I got to change one every 3 months or something. So,
okay. Anyway. Slow walkers tick people off.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Context is everything. I mean, yeah, if it's an older person or somebody, you know, right, using a cane or something,
right,
doesn't bother me. But when it's somebody just sort of going, hey, you know, just like...
They're looking at their phone while they're
seeing
walking.
Seeing the sights and whatnot, yeah, but they're standing in the middle of the sidewalk. Or it's
right.
Get over. All right, get your nose out of your phone.
I just love it.
I mean, that's what they're doing, though. Yeah.
Cyclists who hog the road.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've
and
been with both
me,
of you.
Dare me.
Yeah, right.
Dare you. You are not going to hit me.
And then when someone could hold the door for you but doesn't.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And the last person in the bathroom uses up the toilet paper, doesn't replace the roll.
Yeah, I don't really have that problem. I live alone, but I get mad at myself, I guess.
Yeah, right.
For a while with kids, it was like, listen, you can take the next roll and set it on top of the empty roll. How long does it take to just replace it? We're not talking about massive effort here.
Right.
I mean, I've seen all y'all work out. You can work hard at things. This takes 5 seconds. What is the deal? Okay. Much more we got to get to. Biden signing that bill that could lead to TikTok being banned. Oh, no. And much more coming up. Out of all the things we do to maintain and protect our homes, getting up on a ladder to clean out the gutters is one of the last things you want to do.
It's time to upgrade to a permanent solution with Leaf Filter.
Right now, you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley. Protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and more.
Leaf Filter uses award-winning patented technology to keep out everything but water. Every installation comes with free inspection, estimate, and lifetime guarantee.
An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your whole home.
Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley.
That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/Markley.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I know a lot of people are nervous right now. The world's getting crazier every day, and the economy is top of mind.
Yeah, and a lot of people are wondering if their savings can weather an economic storm. Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless.
Real estate can crash in 2008. Economies are built on a mountain of debt, and they can fall like a house of cards quickly.
There are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time, but gold has withstood as a valued form of money for thousands of years.
And that's why people are flocking to it right now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold.
Yeah, and the best part is it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text MVCR to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold.
You can find out how easy it is to protect your money from an economic storm. Text MVCR to 989898 and secure your savings with Birch Gold today. Okay, Biden has signed the bill that could lead to the end of TikTok.
Yeah, and this has been going on for a few years because TikTok is a Chinese spy app. They say we're not, well, the Chinese Communist Party has no role in this.
Please.
Yeah, come on. We know that's not true. And if it, I mean, if that were true, then folks with the parent company, ByteDance in China, wouldn't be freaking out about this. They're freaking out about it because they know that they lose a very valuable tool to gather information on American citizens.
Yes.
And to influence politics in America, which they have so far done fairly successfully.
A lot of people talk about how crazy it is with all the pro-Hamas stuff and anti-Jewish stuff we see, and a lot of that is TikTok influence.
Yeah, it is. So in this bill, they've got, 9 months or so to sell to an American company or to sell to a non-Chinese government-owned entity, or it will be banned.
I've also heard Biden may push that back to a year.
Yeah.
Because the thought is TikTok itself will benefit Biden more than Trump.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that's true.
How do you, I'm on the list. I'm not going to take your time, but you know.
Yeah, you've already heard that, I'm sure. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, so you got protests, college campuses all across the country. Okay, Columbia, it's been talked about a lot. NYU, now University of Texas.
Well, they're trying. There's a march happening, and the state of Texas is not putting up with it. They tried to occupy the lawn, is what they're saying, near the clock tower. They occupy the area near the famous and unfortunately infamous clock tower on the campus of the University of Texas. And, state troopers showed up, like, in force. And they didn't do anything, but they're just saying, you're not going to occupy this right-of-way. You can have your protest, you can chant Free Palestine or whatever, but you're not setting up your stupid little tents. You're not doing any of that.
That's the way to do it. It's not going to go, on and on and on. And by the way, as far as the Columbia president, how about laying down the law? We're not dealing with anything anti-Semitic, or you're gone.
Oh, they keep
you're
doing
booted.
That red line crap. And
you're here from another country going to school here?
Yeah.
Gone. Deported. I don't understand it.
Well, just revoke their student IDs. You can't come back. We don't want your money. Go.
Here's another thing. You remember, I brought this up last week. It's crazy to me, the amount of women that you see out at these protests, especially pro-Hamas.
Yeah, isn't that peculiar?
Not a whole lot of women's rights going on there.
No.
I mean, go before 2020 and read stories about Palestinian women. Okay? Hamas not exactly friendly to the ladies. I'm not the only one that had this thought. We talked about it. I saw
Part of Water show last night, and I was laughing to myself because all of a sudden I heard him say,
women. We find it surprising. Hamas rapes women, kills babies. Not exactly the friendliest group of people to get behind. So why are women falling in love with Hamas?
Good question.
That is a good question.
So they bring on a clinical psychologist, Dr. Chloe Carmichael, you know, to ask the question, what's up with all the ladies going for Hamas here?
That baffles me just as much as queers for Palestine. Yeah. But as a clinical psychologist, I can say that women are higher on nurturance, agreeableness, and trust. And so I can only speculate that, you know, women also do spend more time on social media. And so they are easily more influenced by social media, which we know does lean left.
And okay, time out there. Do you think anyone would be offended by what she just said?
Well, I'm sure people will.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, nobody likes to be told that they're overly emotional and easily duped, but that was a nice way of saying it.
They're just going by research.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, could somebody be pissed? Sure.
Yeah, because I'm thinking the same thing. That's why I asked the question.
And if somehow they've got the idea through all this social media and kind of an agreeable nature of believing what's being said there, that Hamas is in some insane way the victim, maybe they feel the need to nurture or, you know, protect Hamas. Also, women are more likely to want to please authority figures. And as you mentioned, the faculty are even showing up, which is completely despicable at these university protests. On some level, you know, women are graduating colleges at very high rates. It's a good thing in some ways that they like to please the professors. But you can see that it can really go off the rails if the professors are going in the wrong direction.
Well, I think, and some people get offended by that, because the sort of natural deflection on that is, well, I know a lot of women that are not, you know, ones to please authority figures. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're just going by percentages. Dr. Jordan Peterson talks about it all the time. When we look at, you know, a multitude of studies, yes, there will be some women that are not so easy to get along with, okay, and other males that will be easy to get along with. I mean, yes, it doesn't always match the exact, quote, stereotype that you might think it would be, but you're going on analytics and percentages. Mm-hmm. There are more women that are on social media. I mean, that's just true. And I'll trust it when they say more easily influenced. I would say to a lot of people, it makes sense. Now, as far as the professors, and I hadn't even thought of this until they brought it up, but it's true, you've heard this before. At some of these universities, you do some of this woke stuff, you're going to get extra credit for the class.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
We know that extra credit is given for showing up and doing, quote, activism. You know, and again, these are the same women that freak out about toxic masculinity if a man spreads his legs too wide when he sits down on the subway. Yeah. And yet, you know, they're out there chanting about Hamas.
It's kind of crazy.
I think what also has happened is that women have sort of clicked into this oppressor, oppressed mentality, and they somehow see themselves as adjacent to whatever group, you know, they're being fed as the oppressed group.
And it reminded me of Biden out there yesterday talking about, you know, girls today have less rights than their mothers did, mm-hmm. going with the abortion issue. You're saying with all the gains that have been made, women now have it worse off than 30 or 50 years ago? They just keep banging that drum. It is just crazy to me.
And one of the theories on that is the transference thing, which you mentioned or hinted at least, especially among young women who have been told that, you know, the idea of getting married, having kids, is this mm-hmm. toxic thing that's feeding into the patriarchy and you're not living your true self.
Right.
But the maternal instincts are still there. That's something that's ingrained in most people, mm-hmm. just like a paternal instinct is ingrained in most men. The idea of protecting and providing is ingrained in many men. Mm-hmm. It's not just a cultural thing. It's just a natural phenomenon. But when you strip away the means by which they can exercise something like a maternal instinct, they look for something else that they can apply it to, and it applies to the quote-unquote marginalized. And so that's why right. a lot of times women do get – Allie Beth Stuckey called it toxic empathy. which I love that phrase. And that's kind of gets to it.
Man, there's something to that. You see that in a lot of different areas.
Yeah.
Interesting. Saw this piece from Daily Wire, how the Biden administration enables government employees to change genders.
Well,
it's a document published by the Office of Personnel Management, effectively the Human Resources Department of the federal government. Biden administration commanded federal agencies to embed, quote, gender identity inclusion practices throughout the bureaucracy. And if you're wondering, what do these people do all day? They go to meetings.
Well, you have to go to meetings.
Oh, my goodness. This was published on the Transgender Day of Visibility, if you remember, March 31st. The guidance regarding gender identity and inclusion. To take actions to ensure that all these employees have their respective gender identities accurately reflected and identified in the workplace. Okay? And warning that those who use incorrect terms might contribute to an unlawful, hostile work environment. Out you go. It also directs agencies to host gender identity trainings. Those would be fun to go to,
no,
huh, with the videos?
Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
Saying they should take steps to implement or increase the availability of training programs on gender identity and inclusion in the federal workplace for employees, managers, and leadership.
Can you imagine that?
How
painful that is. I mean, can I have my tendon snipped instead? I get credit for it? Golly.
I mean, the videos most people have to watch in the corporate world are already, I mean, unintentionally hilarious.
Yeah. Yes.
This would just be sickening and stupid.
Oh.
Have to sit there. Oh, my goodness. The guide includes a list of gender identity vocabulary terms and instructs employees to avoid using someone's dead name.
Yeah, there you go.
Shall not dead name anybody.
Right.
Can't do that. And then it just goes on and on from there. Something else interesting today. Americans are spending nearly $500 a year tipping more than they'd like to. Admit it, Scott. Admit it.
Here's what happens, though. Here's what happens. You can't formulate your own tip now because there's all these suggested tips. And then you don't want to look like a tight wad guy. And so you hit the middle one. It's like much more than you wanted to spend, but you're spending it.
I think custom usually comes up.
Yes,
you'll get
it does.
Whatever percentage, and then it could be custom, so you could go with that option and just put it in.
Yeah, I could, but golly, and then I'm afraid somebody's going to know who I am, and then we're going to hear about how cheap I am and what a scumbag, and, you know. So.
Well, according to this, 26% of people do say they're always or often put on the spot and guilted into tipping more than they want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So this is not the conventional 15 to 20% tipping at restaurants and for specialized services.
No.
It's the recent optional tipping.
Yes, that's it. There you go.
Yeah.
Suggested amounts.
Yeah. Like you're just getting a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well, what about the tip? I mean, and yeah, for some people, you sound like a jerk if you say your job is to make coffee, right?
I know. Yeah. And it's the same thing with carryout. The tip jar's there. I'm carrying my food out.
And they say somebody put that in a box.
I know what they said. Somebody cooked it. I know.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm thinking about like one of the first gigs I had in this business, doing overnights on an AM country station. My gig was to make sure Phil had his coffee in the morning.
Well, yeah.
The coffee was already brewed and ready to go.
Right.
That was part of it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Mr. Parker... could I have a tip for the coffee? Yeah. What?
Yeah, get out of my sight.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
I mean, that was just part of it.
I saw the tip option come up at a gas station. I'm buying a soda. I went and picked out the soda. I brought it to the counter.
Yeah.
And I start to pay, and it says suggested tip amount, you know, the whatever, 10, 15, 18, right. 22, or whatever percent. I'm like, is this a thing we're doing now? I did all the labor here.
You want to pump my gas and go fetch me the soda?
Right. I mean, I'll you know, if you go get me the soda, maybe I'll tip you. But I did all the legwork here. You didn't even stock the damn shelf.
Right. I mean,
Did that.
If I get great service, I tip well.
Sure. Of course.
Always.
Yes. Getting a little defensive, Scotty.
Well, no. It's just
getting a little
defensive. I hate the suggestive crap. It's like, let me decide.
Exactly.
All right.
News update, trade head.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, this is like woke worlds colliding, and it's incredible. It happened in Western Massachusetts, a town north of Springfield, where there was a drag queen story hour where the drag queen in question, the dude who wants to dress up like a highly sexualized caricature of a woman, teaches the children to chant Free Palestine.
Oh, gosh. Come on, man.
This is parody.
It really is.
Okay, let's hear this.
Today what we're going to do is we're going to shout Free Palestine. Can I hear that?
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it and you really want to show it, you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Free Palestine!
Homeschooling starts tomorrow.
I got to say, that horse tomorrow coming through the clouds is looking a little pale, right?
Exactly.
Where is this again?
I believe it's, what's the town's name? Northampton, Massachusetts. At the Northampton Center for the Arts.
Yes, children. Free Palestine.
It's funny that you were talking about coming down from the clouds. The thought that was going through my head, and I was like, how am I going to articulate this? Like, if you do the Bible in a year, there's different ways to do it. Part of it is you could do, you know, like a couple of chapters of the Old Testament along with New Testament, maybe a Psalm or a Proverb, something like that. Mm-hmm. So you're doing some Old Testament really every day, right? And when I hear that, all I'm picturing in my head is I'm reading some passage. And then the Lord struck him down.
Yeah.
And then it goes on, just like, yep, and that happens sometimes.
I mean, it's,
wow, man.
How far gone down the rabbit hole of TikTok or Instagram, how desperate do you as a parent have to be to impress some loser that you met at a local coffee shop or some sort of intersectional book club or whatever How desperate do you have to be to sit in that room where a man dressed up as a caricature of a woman is teaching little kids?
Little kids.
To chant "Free Palestine." If you don't see anything wrong or at least weird with it, you need your freaking head examined.
Yeah, you need to do some soul searching. That's unbelievable.
And
I'm guessing no one's going to ask, hey, do you understand as far as the whole Free Palestine thing and the pro-Hamas thing? Do you know what would happen to you if you went to visit?
Right.
And let them know, I'm getting the kids to chant Free Palestine. Do you know what happens to you?
And suddenly it'd be like, it's time for drag queen. I mean, no, it's not. Suddenly that guy's voice is going down two octaves.
Buddy. You know, I'll tell you something
That's
else.
That's stunning.
It really is.
That is haunting to me.
This is only 18 seconds. All right. This is from the story you had yesterday, David, about the FBI. Larry Nassar settlement. This was like the opening of Good Morning America.
Justice for gymnasts, the landmark $139 million settlement after the botched FBI investigation into the sexual abuse by team doctor Larry Nassar.
Okay, and then it talks about we're going to talk to one of the survivors.
Yeah.
The botched?
It wasn't botched. Botched implies a mistake was made. It was intentionally ignored.
And why isn't that a bigger story? Like, what is that? The FBI knows about this guy? All the horrific things he did. It was like someone was covering for him in the FBI. Do I have proof of that? I don't know if I have, like, absolute proof. What else? How else can you explain that?
Well,
they knew.
Yeah, the guy who was supposed to be running this down when the initial complaints were being made wound up asking for a job with the Olympics. Yes, he was covering for a man who was raping girls.
Absolutely sickening, man. Those are some of our leaders, the people that are supposed to be protecting us. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Okay, biggest story today.
Well, based on the last segment, I am pleased to announce that I am currently in the process of buying more guns, more ammo, and more seeds for the crisis garden.
Golly, I'm still... that took me back.
Wow.
Man. That really did.
Yeah.
I mean, I just... sending your kids to that school and knowing that's going on inside the school?
That wasn't a school. That was off-campus activity.
Whatever, off-campus activity. Whatever it was. Sending your kids to something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't even imagine it, man.
Yeah, we're living in crazy times. I know that may have been said at different times throughout all of our past. It's never been as nuts as it is now.
They don't even know what they're chanting.
No. All right. Another news update and the Robin's trifecta straight ahead. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial. The Sexy Boomer, Scott Roberts. Rough day for the president again.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
Now, if you're wondering what just happened there, pretty sure the crowd was supposed to start chanting four more years, but Joe jumped the gun a little.
Yeah, he started his own chant. And then he read the teleprompter cue that says pause on it.
Which means, Joe, stop talking. Just let them chant. Yeah. You want that magic moment, bro.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
All right. Again, I get it. You probably hate Trump. I get it. You don't want to vote for Trump. You can't vote for that. You can't. Sit it out. Just sit it out.
But norms.
Just leave it blank.
Mm-hmm. But Trump was friends with the guy that ran the National Enquirer. And they had a deal together with Michael Cohen to take bad stories about Trump and bury him, catch and kill, and then take other stories that Michael Cohen would send to Mr. Pecker.
Yes.
And then they would come up with their own tales. And that's beyond the pale.
Yeah, apparently it's terrible because media just does that for free for Joe Biden. Yeah,
yes, they
don't even do whoring correctly.
Yeah, no.
That was part of the fun today, at least for me, to hear this report from ABC. You know, just pick it up midway. Like, they've discovered this thing. You know, this happens where there are different media outlets that are influenced by other entities.
That's right.
What?
That includes a $30,000 payment to a Trump World Tower doorman who was shopping an unfounded claim Trump fathered a child out of wedlock, which he denied. The doorman, Dino Sejudin, spoke with GMA in 2018.
Of course he did.
Did you believe they were paying you to pursue the story or to kill the story?
Oh, initially I thought they were, there was really, you know, the Inquirer reports stories, so I figured, you know, they wanted to report the story, that's what I thought. But now as I look back on things, it makes sense to me more so that they were just pretty much trying to quiet me down.
As Pecker recounted the doorman's claim, Trump silently shook his head. After court, Trump complained about the limited gag order meant to prevent him from verbally attacking witnesses.
Again, man, the coverage of this is almost hilarious if you know all the moving parts and
it is.
Know what's going on. And then at the end, and the reaction from little George Stephanopoulos at the end, talking about what Trump may want out of this.
And we're waiting for the judge to decide whether to hold Trump in contempt. Prosecutors said, George, it's almost as if Trump is angling for the judge to throw him in jail. And law enforcement sources are telling ABC News now the U.S. Secret Service is actually preparing for that possibility. George?
Hard to even contemplate. Okay, Aaron, thanks very much.
It's hard to even contemplate.
And trying to figure out would that help Trump if he was arrested. So there you go. And,
you know,
I don't know how much people are really paying all that much attention to this. Do they really care? Or do they look at what's going on in the country right now and the reality?
He's an open borders maniac.
I'm talking about Biden.
You got that. And then you've got the new generation of the Hitler youth trying to take over different college campuses. I mean, that seems to be a pretty big deal. Media's trying to put a spin on this, but like at UT in Austin, the University of Texas, massive demonstration met with massive force. Texas Department of Public Safety troopers are out there saying, no, you're not going to set up your tents. You're not going to occupy the campus. That's against the law. You cannot do that. And one of the protesters apparently threw poop at one of the officers.
Uh-oh.
And the officers right now are showing remarkable restraint because to me, you hit me with a turd. I'm probably going to chuckle for a moment because that's just an absurd thing to happen. But then I'm going to get my baton ready. And you're going to get a new hole in your head. But that's why I'm not a police officer. We got that going on, and law enforcement is starting to arrest more people for not dispersing on the campus there in Austin.
I'll tell you what, one of those boys gets off the horse and comes at him, he'll be filling him up again. He can throw him again.
Well,
it's going to be plenty in the shorts there.
They're chanting KKK. I would play the audio for you, but it's riddled with F-bombs, and so I can't, unfortunately, do it. KKK, IDF, APD, Austin Police, all the same is what they say.
Oh, that's the same one they had in New York.
Right.
Yeah, because they played earlier.
Because it's coordinated. There are paid actors who go in there and get young, dumb kids out there. And I'm just wondering, like, it's the early afternoon on a Wednesday. Don't you have classes to go to?
That's just it, man. You wonder what is going on at all these places.
You know, jobs?
Yeah, because it's not. You wonder, is it all college students, or they're just blowing off classes?
No,
they don't
I guess
care.
They are. But hell, you know what? We've had the answer to this before. I'm sure some of their professors were giving them extra credit.
Yes, that's probably true. And one of the things on the mind of Joe Biden today, as he's out campaigning, is climate change.
Climate change,
of course. Yeah,
most significant investments in climate ever. Work that you risk your lives doing lots of it.
Again.
Four more years
of that.
Yeah. The hell in a handbasket the country is.
Well, the thing about it is, in about another 2 years, it's going to get better.
Well, that's why you just got to give him more time.
Yeah, you got to give him time. I mean,
that's part of
that you risk your life doing lots of it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, that message.
No idea.
That's a winner. Yep. All right, you ready for your big three?
Yep. Let's
Here
go.
We go.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins trifecta with his hero helping.
I'm Casey Kasem.
He's ready, right?
Yes.
I hope so.
I'm ready.
Tired of messing with him.
Three.
Yep. Okay.
Good.
Number
three, people are reacting to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's condemnation of the police who were enforcing the law.
She condemned police enforcement being called out to bring order to college campuses. She's mad about it, too, by golly. She's demanding they stop. She said calling in police enforcement on nonviolent demonstrations of young students on campus is a reckless and dangerous act. It represents a heinous failure of leadership that puts people's lives at risk. I condemn it in the strongest possible terms. Oh, no. She condemns it.
Oh, no.
It was so, like, you know.
Right.
Yes. It was that. Now, I'll go back to another familiar voice you probably have heard on the show many, many times when describing AOC. Hey, AOC, you know how to stop this? Stop breaking the law!
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Just stop it.
But it's nonviolent?
No, that's what she said, nonviolent. Yeah, of course, unless you're a Jew.
Yeah, you're talking about killing Jewish people.
Yeah, targeting Jewish students and obstructing them from freely walking around the campus. Nonviolent, yes.
Well, that from the same genius mind that brought us.
If we want to reduce the number of people in our jails, the answer is to stop building more of them.
Yeah, just stop that's building. Right. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. That works.
Now, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day.
Book written about this someday. You just know it.
Number
two.
Apparently, we need to eat pythons to save the world.
Yeah, pythons are wreaking havoc right now in local wildlife in Florida, becoming one of the most challenging invasive species they have ever had. This is according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Estimates suggesting that 100,000 pythons are slithering through the southern Florida, the most, by the way, in a long, long time. Now, they have officially eradicated a number of these from the Everglades, reduced the population by over 90%, as a matter of fact. However, a study has been conducted by an international team of researchers, this time in Southeast Asia. They hold an unconventional solution, turn the python population into a sustainable food source. According to the team's findings, commercial python farming could address significant environmental challenges associated with traditional livestock farming.
All right, time out a second.
Yes.
Because I'm seeing a nod there from Van Camp, known as the foodie on the show. Have you ever had snake?
I have.
And?
How is python these days?
I haven't had python. If you want a quick detour, I can tell you a story from my wayward youth.
Well, sure.
Bring it,
now,
of course.
Now, I was in high school. I didn't have a choice in the matter. I'd gone to New Mexico where my grandmother lived, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. My uncle, and this is seriously the most redneck thing I've ever done, my uncle says, hey, you want to go rattlesnake hunting? And I'm thinking, what do you shoot a rattlesnake with? I don't understand. What do you do there? What rattlesnake hunting is you get in your truck at night because the rattlesnakes will go up onto the road pavement because it's warm.
I remember this story now.
And you run them over, and you chop their heads off, and then you take them home, and you eat the meat. There's not a lot of meat on there. Now, some people, these are the irresponsible rattlesnake hunters, some people will just run over the snake and chop the rattle off and then leave it to die. But we did not do that, okay? We may be rednecks, but we still got class, right? If you're going to kill it, you got to eat it. And so we ate it, and it was pretty good. I mean, again, not a lot of meat, but I would assume on a python, if it's fully grown, I mean, there's got to be a substantial amount of meat. I'd eat it.
What's it comparable to?
If I remember right, it tasted like a little bit meatier fish.
Okay. If you're hungry enough, Robin, you try.
Well, you had boots made out of them.
I was going to say, man, I could use a new pair of boots.
You got some python boots there. You recently rock.
Well, let's do a show road trip.
I wore them within the last year.
They're lovely.
Well, they're a little beaten up. I got them in 87.
Yeah.
Not even joking. Anyway.
And the countdown continues.
Now, eat them or wear them. Who cares?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Scott Robbins, yeah. Trifecta.
Right.
Top three.
And finally, one.
Number one, we go to Houston, where they were trying out a guaranteed payout program, but as the checks were getting ready to go out, the state Supreme Court canceled it.
Yeah, Attorney General Ken Paxton secured a stay from the Texas Supreme Court, pausing Harris County's, he says, unlawful guaranteed income program. Now, the reason they asked for the temporary injunction is because a trial court and court of appeals denied their request for an injunction. So he said, okay, we'll move. Supreme Court of Texas ordered Harris County to respond to the Office of the Attorney General. They have to do that by April the 28th. Some of the people are unhappy about this. They said they were being happy to redistribute Texas taxpayers' funds to illegal aliens because they need the money.
Did it say how much people were going to get?
Like $1,300, I think.
Oh, like, man.
Yeah, I had read. I thought it was like $500 a month or something is what.
Yeah, up to a certain amount of money. I don't know what it was. But they were like, we got problems, man. We can't afford this. We can't do this. And you're ordering me as a taxpayer? I've got to fund this?
Man.
Guaranteed income? No.
And there you have it.
Yes, Scott Robbins trifecta, top three.
Gosh, dang. I'm going to go eat some snake meat.
There you go.
And wear some snakes.
Yeah, because, I mean, as far as skin, you're not going to eat the skin.
No, right.
Not like chicken.
Make a nice belt out of it. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be a sharp belt,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it would.
All right, we got to get to a news update. And Nimrod's in the news coming up.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The Monthly Van Camp and Robbins Show. Said it before, it's no secret. Spend less money on running your business. You get to keep more money. It's just simple math.
Yeah, and it's hard to do right now because everything is so expensive, and that's why so many businesses are switching to NetSuite by Oracle.
Yeah, reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you got one unified business management suite.
Yeah, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Yeah, so
like errors I just made.
There you go. See, we need NetSuite to read lines. Yes. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Yeah, by popular demand, by the way, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program just for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, a bunch of arrests made on the campus of the University of Texas in Austin as these so-called pro-Palestine protesters were trying to set up tents and occupy one portion of the campus, and Texas Department of Public Safety, APD, campus police, everybody showed up and said, no, you're not doing that. They apparently are now, or the main protest is now dying down a little bit, winding down, and they are moving to the South Lawn, where I'm sure they will be met with the same kind of bleep around and find out attitude of Texas's finest law enforcement.
Good. You know, I don't know if you still have any friends around that area.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your music career...
Died.
I mean,
yeah.
I was saying that that's where it was alive. I wasn't actually going to say that's
it
where
it died there. It did last longer than this protest. I'll tell you that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yes. But you won't let us hear the songs.
No.
Okay.
Did the Texas PD stop you too?
They did actually. Yeah. Okay. I was actually down on my luck and playing for change, and the cops rolled up and said, you can't stand here.
Get
and
out
I said,
of here.
Free Palestine, and they whacked me.
I thought you were just fighting for your right to rock. Must have misremembered. I was just curious if you still had any friends there, because if so, we should pay them to go out and ask just some Palestine trivia questions, because I bet there's no one there that can answer one.
I know we don't have a ton of time here. Did you hear somebody actually did that to one of the protesters at NYU? Hey, what's going on?
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stop. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
They don't know.
They don't know. It's the cool thing to do.
Right. Bunch of dopes, man. All right.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. Have to make it fast. This was Augusta, Georgia. There was a call about a domestic dispute the other night. There had been a stabbing. Mm-hmm. Victim was in the middle of a big argument with his on-again, off-again girlfriend. Stormy romance. Turned physical. She grabbed a fork and stabbed him in the butt with it.
Dang.
Yeah, she said to the police, I just poked his butt. He's like, that was a full-on stabbing. She was arrested, and that's Nimrod's in the news.